J.D. Vance, Trump already winning with tariffs despite far-left actively rooting against America. By Sean Moran on February 3, 2025. Vice President J.D. Vance on Monday said President Donald Trump is already achieving victories with his use of tariffs despite the far-left rooting against the country. Trump on Monday morning announced that Mexican President Claudia Sheinbaum committed to send troops to border with the United States to stem the flow of illegal migrants and fentanyl. The 47th president was able to extract this victory after moving forward with a 25% tariff on Mexico and Canada. "I just spoke with President Claudia Sheinbaum of Mexico. It was a very friendly conversation wherein she agreed to immediately supply 10,000 Mexican soldiers on the border separating Mexico and the United States. These soldiers will be specifically designated to stop the flow of fentanyl and illegal migrants into our country. We further agreed to immediately pause the anticipated tariffs for a one-month period during which we will have negotiations headed by Secretary of State Marco Rubio, Secretary of Treasury Scott Bessent, and Secretary of Commerce Howard Lutnick, and high-level representatives of Mexico. I look forward to participating in those negotiations with President Sheinbaum as we attempt to achieve a deal between our two countries," emphasis added. Vance said, "For 3 days a lot of the far left has actively rooted against America and argued we'd get nothing out of President Trump's demands that Mexico secure its country. Well, how do you like them apples?" As Breitbart News economics editor John Carney reported, the number of Americans that back tariffs has risen to 29% from 18% a year ago. Among Republicans, 54% said they think tariffs should be raised in the recent poll, with 15% saying they should be left where they are, and just 7% saying they should be lowered. The YouGov survey that asked Republicans about tariffs last March found that just 27% supported higher tariffs, 31% supported lowering tariffs, and 26% said they should be kept the same. The party of William McKinley is as back as the name of Mount McKinley. That may actually understate GOP support for tariffs. A poll for CBS News conducted by YouGov in mid-January found that 80% of Republicans said they favored imposing new tariffs while 20% oppose new tariffs. Interestingly, 45% of Republicans also say they think that new tariffs will raise prices of the goods they buy. That implies that a significant portion of Republicans support tariffs even if they raise prices. Given the massive support of his party for tariffs in general and specifically for tariffs on Mexico and Canada, it is not at all surprising that Trump is moving forward with the tariffs. It also means that our trading partners should take note. Trump has no reason to back down because his party is united in support of raising tariffs and a plurality of Americans of all political stripes agree, Carney concluded in the Breitbart Business Digest. Sean Moran is a policy reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on X @SeanMoran3.